It takes 4 years to complete a typical bachelor's degree in the U.S. Some schools are exploring a faster track to save students time and money. The Massachusetts Board of Higher Education is set to take up the idea of a 3-year degree soon. WBUR's Emily Piper Villillo takes a closer look at how that model works.
Ever since she took a culinary class in high school, Jasmine Sun knew what she wanted to pursue for a career.
When I was taking those classes, I found a passion and I found my kitchen voice. It's very loud.
Sun is a senior at Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin. She loves cooking and her dream is to manage her own restaurant one day. So when she learned about a newly designed bachelor's degree in hospitality management that could be completed in just 3 years, she applied immediately for two reasons.
Like the cost, number one, and then the industry doesn't wait. And I feel like I shouldn't either.
This fall, Sun will join the inaugural class of 3-year degree seekers at Johnson & Wales in Rhode Island. The school is one of several colleges around the country compressing the college experience to shave off a year and save students money. It will offer a revised curriculum in 3 years by reducing the number of credits required from 120 to around 90. Bob Zemsky, a retired professor of education at the University of Pennsylvania, has long advocated for trimming the length of an undergraduate degree.
Higher education is in a funk these days. It's not doing well.
Zemsky heads a movement called College in Three, an initiative that connects college leaders with one another to discuss the 3-year model.
Here was an idea that said, we can change for the better ourselves.
He says roughly 50 schools across the country have already expressed interest. Here in New England, Plymouth State in New Hampshire will offer this option for a handful of majors this fall. Merrimack College outside of Boston is also considering a pilot, but it first needs approval from the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education. These schools are only redesigning a few fields of study, focusing mostly on pre-professional programs that directly lead into the workforce, like criminal justice or graphic design. Johnson & Wales Chancellor Mim Rooney says a major draw of the 3-year degree is that it will reduce the increasing costs of higher education. The school charges roughly $40,000 a year, about the average annual tuition of a 4-year degree at other private U.S. colleges.
It's the number one conversation that we have beyond the interest that students have in a particular degree program is how are they going to afford to come to college?
Still, Rooney acknowledges the 3-year pathway is not for everyone.
The program is really designed for the student who absolutely knows what he or she wants to do.
Some higher education experts worry the abbreviated model may have drawbacks. They say some students might need the standard 4 years to try classes outside their field or switch majors. And they add, there's less room to take general education or elective courses. Jorge Bermicky is a professor of higher education and policy at Howard University. He sees the appeal of College in Three from a financial perspective, but he cautions that workforce readiness is not the only point of the undergraduate experience.
Are we also making sure that these students are also having the same networking opportunities and social connections that are critical to upward mobility?
Bermicky is concerned that students on a 3-year track may not have the same flexibility to learn transferable skills like critical thinking and collaboration. And he points out that today's graduates need to be ready to adapt to a changing job market. Which industries might be in highest demand in 10 years is anybody's guess. But as the value of college is increasingly called into question, a quicker path to a diploma may be just what it takes to get more students to start and complete their bachelor's degree. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Emily Piper Villillo.